Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord. Rejoice, I say, in the Lord. Rejoice. This is the day that God has given unto each and every one of us on this Monday morning. We should have thanksgiving in our heart. We should have joy in our heart. And in that, then we can rejoice. And then we can have a productive day. The name of our program is exactly what it meant. You're supposed to make this day Monday morning count, because another day is not promised to us. Thank God, Pastor Dai, we have today. Mm-hmm. So there should be no complaint because we are alive right now. So our focus should be to make this day really count. Go out and find someone and do something good among those people.
This is our month of restoration. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 22 is the theme scripture. But this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers. For plunder, and no one says, restore. So last week, we talked about restoration of marriage. We talked about restoration of finances, and we talked about restoration of the family. This week, specifically, we're going to focus on restoration of marriage. So if your marriage is in need of restoration, or you know somebody whose marriage is in need of restoration, invite them to join you in listening to Make Your Day Count. If your marriage is great, invite others to join Make Your Day Count this week. And if you are contemplating getting married, be sure to also join us for Make Your Day Count. So this topic covers everybody. Sometimes you might think, oh, well, I'm not married. It doesn't include me. Well, we are going to be married because it is God's design for husband and wife to be helpmates comparable to one another and to bring forth family, the family of God. So the worst place to be kept in prison is in your own house.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the fire of marriage will have you feeling like you're in prison in your own house. So what do we do when times get tough? What do we do when we want to walk away from our vows? We have five keys that we're going to go through this week, and I'm going to list them quickly as we begin this week's study. Number one, ask God for help.
Yes.
Number two, work hard at it. Number three, stay committed to the vow. Number four, stay focused. Stay focused on God and your spouse. Five, cultivate a heart of understanding. And I'm going to say them again because I know we have some great note takers in the midst. Number one, ask God for help. Number two, work hard at it. Number three, stay committed to the vow. Number four, stay focused on God and your spouse. Number five, cultivate a heart of understanding.
Those are five keys. Five keys that will make, emphasize one more time, that will make your marriage work. So if your marriage is working, it is working because you are applying these five keys. Let me repeat. If your marriage is working and you have a successful marriage, and it is a longevity marriage, maybe over 20 years, some people, might be listening this morning whose marriage is over 20 years, over 30 years. It means you are applying these five keys. You will know that the number one reason why your marriage is working because you ask God for help. God is in the center of that marriage. And if your marriage is not working, start at number one. If you are having difficulties right now in your marriage, then start at number one. Not number two, not number three, not number four, not number five, number one. God is the one. The vow, there's a part of the vow that says, Diane, who God join, let no one separate. That's why you have to ask God. If God join you, if it's not working out, then talk to him, the one who join you. The one who join you. Don't let no judge separate you, because the judge never join you. So if you know God join you and you're having difficulties, then go talk to God. That's why we say that. Number one is ask God for help. Yeah, stay there.
God is the third part of the covenant relationship. Yeah. So the covenant that we enter into in marriage is the husband, the wife, and God.
Yeah.
And he's the third part. He's the third strand on the cord. So it cannot easily then be broken. So if we feel like maybe we're just too out there or too far gone to go to our spouse, we can turn to God for help because he is there. So we initiate the restoration process when we ask God for help. In Isaiah chapter 42, verse 22, it said, no one cries out, restore.
Yeah.
So if we're looking for restoration, we cry out, restore first to God.
Yes.
So we ask God
for help.
Our text is in Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 21. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. So it gives us the outline there in verses 21 through 26 of the headship first being Christ. The husband submitted to Christ and the woman then submitted to the husband. And it gives that threefold covering then for God's design for the family. So the children are covered. And on Wednesday, you're going to be hearing a snippet from our Marriage Enrichment Sunday, where our marriage ministry leaders brought forth a powerful message on this topic. So he told, one thing that he told us is a carnal man can't take on the role of a husband. If you're trying to do your marriage as a carnal man, he said, it's not going to work. You have to take on the role of the husband. And the role of the husband is developed in the secret place with God. The role of the husband is position, place, and posture. So I'm not a husband, but I'm just telling you what a husband said. A husband of 30 years, our marriage ministry leaders, he said, as the position is the head of house, the place is in the place of prayer. For directives from God of how to head the home, to take the direction first from Christ and then deliver it to the home. And the posture is as a humble servant of the Lord. So the role of the husband in order to be able to make marriage work, not to try to do it as a man, a carnal man, but taking on the role of husband, which is position, place, and posture.
And so good. It was an awesome teaching. Mm-hmm. And as we hear this morning, how important that is, because the Bible teaches us that the husband ought to love his wife. The husband ought to love his wife as Christ loved the church. So you had a relationship. Christ and the church. Husband and the wife. So who you should, where we see that, the comparison. Christ loved the church. How Christ loved the church and protects the church, give his life for the church. So, he says, one has to love, find that love for his wife. You can only find it in God. But because who? God is love. You can't find that kind of love unless you can take on the role of being a carnal man there. No way. That has to be developed, that relationship. First, the man and God has to develop that relationship. Once that relationship is developed, then he can act it out now on earth. He can exhibit it on earth. He can now love his wife the way God intended for him to do. And that's why who God joined, Now, when God joined two people together, we shouldn't allow the cord to separate us. So that's why, number one, ask God, what?
For help.
Because he does the joining. So he knows our weakness. He knows our issues. So we can, the man can go in that secret place and ask God for help. Yes.
That's the second point, to work hard at it.
Yeah.
So when we ask God for help, he's going to give us direction. He's going to give us guidance. And then we have to work hard at it. It's in order to love somebody as Christ loved the church, we have to work hard at that. We have to be submitted to God's plan. We have to see it God's way.
Yes.
And then we're to stay committed to the vow.
Yes.
So we have to look back at those vows that we took, the vows, the traditional vows of the marriage ceremony. They're not only when things are all good. They're through times of trials and tribulations where to remain committed to the vow, committed to the covenant. And the part of the teaching was so profound. They talked about the difference between a contract and a covenant. If when there's a contract made, if people try to get out, if we try to get out of a contract, usually there's some type of split to nullify the contract to be able to get out. But the difference with covenant in the Bible is when there was a covenant, it was 100% or nothing. It was life or death. They made covenants before God, and they brought forth the sacrificial offerings of the animals and such. And then they said, let it be unto us if we break this covenant. We're going to pick up on that tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.